Amen? Amen.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to tell you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, half hour to an hour, they're going to be the views of Morley Robbins, who, of course, works with a company that produces Jigsaw Magnesium. Now, they do advertise for this, but I believe in the product because, of course, Dr. Russell Blaylock, who I have known for 30 years or more, has recommended the product. It's a time-release magnesium. And what most people don't understand is that 80% of the American people are deficient in magnesium because of our soil and because the magnesium has been pretty well washed out of our soil. And magnesium is absolutely essential as far as the function of the brain is concerned, the bowels are concerned, the heart muscle is concerned, and as far as calcium metabolism, because, of course, magnesium that regulates calcium metabolism and certainly all the things that calcium is utilized for. Well, our guest, of course, is actually an ex-hospital administrator who's been very interested in magnesium for some time, and I'm going to let Morley pick up the story. Morley, how did you get interested in magnesium, and specifically in this Jigsaw time-release magnesium?
It started a few years ago. I had a problem with the shoulder, with frozen shoulder, and I ended up going to see a chiropractor to release the pain, and the healing was so transformational, I realized that maybe I didn't know everything about the healing arts. And subsequently became a wellness coach. And clients were asking me to write about the process of healing. And so I started writing articles, and one of them was about, I was taking a rather provocative stance in teaching people how to get sick.
Morley, could you speak up just a little bit? We don't seem to have a very good connection. Go right ahead.
Sure. And so I was writing articles teaching people how to get sick, and one of my articles dealt with how to make a heart attack. And one of the steps was to eliminate magnesium from your diet. And one of my clients who read it said, see, I can't help but think that that might be more important than you realize. So I read a copy of Carolyn Dean's wonderful book, The Magnesium Miracle, and I've never been able to step away from it. I've read, you know, dozens of books and hundreds of articles since then, and just absolutely fascinated by this metabolic mineral that pretty much runs our body.
Well, actually, we actually carry that book. We've carried it for a number of years because we recognize the importance of magnesium. But go right ahead. Certainly, the book, is it called what, The Miracle of Magnesium?
The Magnesium Miracle.
Magnesium Miracle. Go right ahead.
It's a wonderful book. I would recommend it to all the listeners to get a real good working knowledge of how this much overlooked mineral basically runs our body. And along the way, I've now had a chance to, I've actually given talks now with Carolyn Dean, and she and I have established a very good working relationship, and I've now had opportunity to interview and talk with a dozen different magnesium researchers, and have started my own group called the Magnesium Advocacy Group, promote magnesium awareness, and it's going great guns, and I'm having a lot of fun with it.
All right, fine. Well, now, why is magnesium important for our diet, and what percentage of the people are actually deficient in magnesium?
Well, probably just about everyone listening tonight but the official figures are around 80%. But in my personal experience over the last 4 years, I'd say it's closer to 100% of the people are simply not getting enough magnesium in their diet, or they have so much stress in their life that they are depleting the magnesium that they're getting at such a rate that it's causing them to have that.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now. Gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sidney Morley is just saying the sources of magnesium, cocoa powder. Most of the magnesium we get is from a fish, seafood, kelp. In countries where they eat a lot of kelp, they do not have a problem. Green leafy vegetables, certainly that green represents chlorophyll. Chlorophyll represents magnesium. But certainly, unfortunately, most of us don't eat enough green leafy vegetables. We don't eat enough kelp, or certainly seafood. We do not eat enough seafood. And as a result of that, why we're not getting the amount of magnesium. I can remember when I was growing up, why the Catholics ate fish every Friday. We had fish every Friday at the hospital. That was just accepted. That was Friday was fish day. But of course, we don't see that so much today. And as a result, most of our population is magnesium deficient. Now, our telephone number, if you have a question or comment for it, Morley, who knows so much more about this than I do, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Morley, what's the relationship between magnesium metabolism and calcium metabolism? What's the interrelationship, and why is certainly an adequate supply of magnesium important as far as your calcium is concerned?
Great question. There are four minerals that pretty much run the electricity of our body. They're called the electrolytes. That's calcium, magnesium, sodium, and potassium. And it turns out that magnesium actually regulates the other three. There are three hormones that dictate the location and the level of calcium in our body. All three of those hormones are regulated by magnesium. And in all 100 trillion cells of our body, there's a little pump called the sodium-potassium pump, which is run by magnesium. It's actually activated by ATP, but ATP will not work without magnesium. So that's the basic circuitry that keeps the cell running. Then when you delve inside the cell, there's a little furnace called the mitochondria. And that's where the units of energy called ATP are actually made. And very few listeners will know, but all of that ATP that we are so dependent on gets made, but it's attached to magnesium. And the body cannot recognize ATP. The body cannot metabolize ATP unless there's a magnesium ion attached to it. You think people are thinking, well, why is that important? Well, the number one killer in America has been heart disease ever since the 1920s. And cardiologists have been struggling for 90 years to try to figure out why is everyone getting heart disease. And what's becoming increasingly clear to me is that at the root of it is a lack of energy. And the heart, just to put it in perspective, it's actually a muscle, the most important, and it's the hardest working muscle in the body. But in the course of a day, the average person is pushing 20,000 pounds of blood through their body in a 24-hour period. The heart is beating over 100,000 times every day. So think of the work that that muscle is going through, and every muscle in our body depends on ATP. And the heart is going through outrageous amounts of ATP. And when you get stressed out, which most of us are, your body loses magnesium. And when it loses magnesium, it can't make the ATP that it needs to make in order to run the heart. And that's why people have been getting heart disease for 90 years in America. And why don't cardiologists know that? Because they're looking for more complicated reasons when, in fact, it's right there in front of us. The diet has changed. The minerals are no longer in the soil. The food doesn't have the proper mineral levels. Our stress levels have been rising for the last several generations. We're now exposed to medications that add more stress into our body because of the way they are activated with fluoride and other halogens. And so we've created a very stressful environment, and we are depleted of minerals in general, but of magnesium in particular. And that loss undermines our metabolism and makes it very difficult for us to get through the day. I think one of the biggest complaints that people have when they go to see their doctor is fatigue. Everyone is run down. Everyone is burned out. And doctors love to jump on B12 and iron when, in fact, in my humble opinion, the real issue is a lack of magnesium. It turns out that there's a critical protein, ferritin, which is magnesium dependent, and the precursor to B12 is a protein that can't be made without magnesium and ATP. So I think that underlying a lot of the dysfunction and the fatigue that people are dealing with lies these mineral deficiencies, but in particular is this magnesium loss that has been growing with great significance over the last probably 40 to 50 years. And I think we're seeing, when we hear about 12-year-old boys in Eugene, Oregon, by the name of Isaac Arzat, having two heart attacks and dying of his second heart attack, we know there's a serious problem in this country.
Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You got a question for Morley about magnesium. Now, basically, why a time-release magnesium? Certainly, for years, I've taken a regular magnesium. I take it three or four times a week routinely. Now, why would we go then from the magnesium we've been taking all along to a time-release magnesium?
Well, the big problem is that magnesium is not really a problem, but it has a side effect. In fact, the quality of magnesium is it's hydrophilic, which means it attracts water. Calcium, its biological antagonist, is hydrophobic, which means it repels water. But when magnesium gets inside our body, it pulls water, and as it gets into the intestine, it collects more and more water, and if it's taken in a big dose, it can cause people to get diarrhea. A lot of people get very frustrated with that. So what the Sullivans have done with their Jigsaw Health product is create a time-release formula that allows for just a very steady distribution of the magnesium during the course of the day. And it has eliminated that nasty side effect so many people get frustrated with. And that's the advantage. And I think there are many medications that have that quality, but what Jigsaw has been able to do is apply that technology to the release of magnesium, and it's been with great success and a lot of satisfaction on the part of their company.
You mean you're going to have a lot less in the way of bowel problems than if you use the Jigsaw with the time-release component, is that it?
Absolutely.
So what about the effect on the brain, Sydney? I mean, my understanding is that people who are not getting adequate magnesium will simply be sort of foggy. They're not thinking clearly. What influence does magnesium have on the brain? How important is it? And once again, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
I'm sure the listeners have heard the ad for Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Well, your brain runs on glucose. And you can't break down glucose without magnesium. In fact, every molecule of glucose that the brain uses to think requires 28 molecules of magnesium. And the very process of thought requires magnesium to do that. Process of memory requires magnesium to store memory. For those who may have friends or family members who are dealing with Alzheimer's or any kind of dementia, what's happening is that there is a magnesium loss in the hippocampus, which is a region of the brain where memory is stored. And when that magnesium level goes down, the memory goes down, the brain's ability to access the memory. And the key is that as the magnesium levels are kept at a proper level, it ensures that, in fact, that the brain is going to be able to maintain its proper metabolism of glucose to get the energy that it needs to run, but also be able to do the functioning that it needs to do to make sure that thinking stays clear, that memory stays fresh, that neurotransmitters are going to be made properly. And magnesium is playing a role, a regulatory role, in making sure that there is balance in the production of neurochemicals and in the distribution of those same chemicals.
Would you like to get the telephone number out for Jigsaw Magnesium by their website? Tell people how they could get hold of it or get more information if they're interested.
Sure. The phone number is 1-866-601-5800. Again, 1-866-601-5800. Or they can go online to www.jigsaw, like Jigsaw Puzzle, jigsawhealth.com.
Okay, and of course, this was actually produced by a fellow named Patrick Sullivan. And of course, Patrick Sullivan's retired, but his son, Patrick Sullivan Jr., is in charge. And he's a gentleman we've certainly dealt with at Zig Saw Magnesium. And as I say, we're carrying it because Dr. Blaylock, our good friend, had recommended it, feeling it was an excellent product. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question, you have a comment about magnesium and certainly the importance as far as our bodies are concerned, our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. We'd love to talk to you. 1-800-544-8927.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Well, Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Morley Robbins, and he's talking about the importance of magnesium. And it really is a very important substance. And we actually did this whole series of programs on magnesium in the past, and one of these days we'll get together a four-tape set. But we do carry the book on magnesium. And basically, if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question or comment on this subject of magnesium, certainly on the importance of minerals in our diet. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have Jay calling in from, of all places, SoCal, California. Hi, Jay. How are we doing?
Oh, pretty good, sir. I was wondering, like, I drink, like, mineral waters from, like, you know, Germany and stuff. It's, like, a high magnesium content. And I've taken some kind of supplementals and things sometimes, like, like a high-energy, you know, not high-energy drink, but...
Well, Jay, does it tell you what the minerals are that you're getting in these in this drink that you're drinking?
Yes, it does. I was asking your guest, like, he doesn't say anything about that. I mean, like, if you benefit drinking those minerals... Like those bottled waters,
but what are the minerals in the mineral water?
Oh, it's like magnesium and bicarbonate and all different selenium. It's like a bottled water from Germany, actually. And
Morley, how would you respond to Jay, who's wondering if the mineral water he's drinking will be beneficial?
Yeah, if it's the German bottled water that I'm thinking of, I think it's. Gerold Steiner or something like that. That's actually a very good source of magnesium, and it's got a very good balance of calcium to magnesium. In fact, I think it has more magnesium than calcium, which is quite good. I think, Jay, I also heard you say you were taking energy drinks or that you were drinking those. I would caution the listeners about energy drinks that there are two aspects to energy drinks that are worth noting. One is they have a lot of caffeine in them, but they're also very acidic. And what's beginning to happen now is people are beginning to have heart attacks from those drinks, and people aren't sure why, but I can explain it very quickly. A lot of acidity in a fluid like that needs to be neutralized. The body goes to two minerals in particular, potassium and magnesium. And again, when magnesium gets pulled out of the equation, the heart doesn't have the energy that it needs in order to function.
Okay, fine. Anything else, Jay, you'd like to ask?
No, that's, I was just wondering, like, nutritional drinks, like, you know, I don't want to name any names, but the nutritional type also has magnesium and also, like, iodine, that kind of stuff.
Well, if you could give us the name, can you give us the name of the drink?
Boost.
What's it called?
Boost, or, like, Ensure, that kind of drink, like Ensure and Boost.
I really don't. Do you know that name at all, Morley?
No. If you're saying Ensure, I think you have to be very careful about canned products that you might buy at a big box store. You need to really look and see what the form of the magnesium is. If it's the magnesium oxide, it's not really going to give you the benefit, only because you're going to get less than 10% of the amount of magnesium that it says it has. And I think you also have to be sensitive to the amount of glucose that those products might have, because they're going to be robbing your body to metabolize and to break down those sugars.
Jay, I'd suggest you email me what's in the drink and what form the magnesium and the other chemicals are in, and we can get you an opinion. Thanks very much for calling, and let's go to Frank, who's calling us from Salinas. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Frank from Salinas, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. Can you take too much magnesium?
Can you take too much magnesium, Morley?
Yeah, I mean, the body's, I guess there are two conditions. One is, actually three, less than 2/10 of 1% of people in America have kidney disease. People with kidney disease have a very hard time metabolizing magnesium. So they're right out of the box. Those people are not in a situation to be able to take magnesium. The average individual, what you need to guard against is the diarrhea. The other is if you have any known adrenal fatigue, and you start taking a lot of magnesium, what it's going to do is it's just going to make you more tired.
And one thing I would say, Frank, is if you're starting to take too much magnesium, you'll find that your bowel movements will be very, very mushy or very watery. So basically the body simply helps you to regulate that. If you're taking too much magnesium physiologically, their body will let you know, your bowels will let you know. Does that help?
Yes, I have another question.
Okay, well, you're going to have to hold off. You hang on. We'll be back in just a moment or two. We have calling Frank calling from Delis. We have Doug calling from Spokane. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Frank calling from Salinas asking, of course, he actually has heartburn, so he's taking aluminum sulfate with a magnesium, I believe, magnesium oxide supplement. But anyway, of course, Morley was saying that people really need to get their blood tested for magnesium and telling Frank how to do that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Morley, did you have anything else you wanted to tell Frank?
Yeah, I just think that what you want to do is if you are below 6.0 milligrams per deciliter, you're really low in magnesium. I think you need to look at other options. Possibly milk of magnesium might be more focused on helping to alleviate that condition. But as your magnesium status comes up, your need for the approach that you're taking is going to change. The other thing that you need is zinc. You need more zinc in order to make the hydrochloric acid. What you have is actually an alkaline backwash. It's not acid. it's called an acid, but it's a misnaming of it. In fact, what you have is excess alkaline.
And basically, of course, Frank, the thing that most people don't understand is that we always think it's an acid heartburn. Actually, it's because you don't have enough acid. And I will tell you that if you get to somebody who is in alternative medicine, they will probably give you acid drops, and that'll get rid of your heartburn and do a much better job for you. So, yeah, of course, you can't diagnose people over the telephone or over the radio, but this is something to think of. Most people think this is an acid burn. It's certainly a heartburn from acid. It's actually a heartburn because you don't have enough acid there, and the aluminum, I would not be taking aluminum sulfate under any circumstances. Aluminum has all sorts of complications. Anything else, Frank?
There's an acid that you can buy at the drugstore that can help indigestion. Is that any good?
Well, I don't know what the product is, but I will tell you that many alternative physicians, people who practice alternative medicine, will give you acid drops. I do not know what you're looking at the drugstore, but I know that this is what my friends who are in this field will tell you. Anything else, Frank?
No, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Les, thanks very much for calling. Now, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest, of course, is Morley Robbins, and we've got Doug calling from Spokane, Washington.
How you doing, Doctor?
Go right ahead, Doug.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. You were talking a couple callers ago about acidity levels in your body. I don't know if you've ever heard of a Kangen water machine, but I just wanted to get your take on what you thought about those. They're supposed to raise the pH level in the water, and obviously what they're saying is that cancer can't live in a high pH body. So I thought I'd maybe get your feedback on that.
Morley, you want to comment on that?
Sure. There's a very simple way to deal with that. Kangen water is a very popular concept right now, but a more basic way to do it is just to magnesium chloride oil, maybe like a tablespoon of magnesium chloride oil in water, along with a half teaspoon of sodium bicarbonate, which is basically baking soda, Arm & Hammer baking soda, and that is going to alkalize your body just as effectively as this Kangen water, and you're going to spend a whole lot less money doing it.
And the other thing, of course, the really prevention of cancer is certainly eating a well-balanced diet, staying with a lot of fruits and vegetables. I take a vitamin D3 supplement, 5,000 units a day. These are excellent things that you should be doing, and nobody's telling you. A large amount of vitamin D3. Anything else before I let you go?
I didn't quite hear what he said about the Kangen water machine, Doctor.
He said it cost you a lot of money, and you could do almost as well simply by getting. And what was it you were suggesting, Morley?
Just magnesium chloride oil. It's about a tablespoon of that and a half teaspoon of Arm & Hammer baking soda in a glass of water, and that's a wonderful source of alkaline water with the magnesium that your body needs in order to buffer the acids that you're producing.
Okay, Doug, does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
God bless, and our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we have David calling from Central New York. I guess that's up. Is that up by Attica or Utica, David?
No, that's east of Utica, near Cooperstown.
Are you listening to us there on the radio station there or by internet?
FM WJIV in Cherry Valley, New York.
Okay, very good. Well, anyway, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a question. What's the easiest way to deplete the body of its magnesium source? Would it be a coffee, alcohol, any certain foods, or sugars?
You want to deplete the body of magnesium?
Well, what would deplete it?
Well, what would deplete the body from magnesium? Okay. What would deplete the body of magnesium, Morley?
The classic American diet will deplete it, but you've just mentioned several of them. Alcohol, It's the fastest sugar on the planet, but it's also a diuretic, so it depletes the body of minerals. Coffee, despite the fact that it has magnesium in it, it causes a loss of minerals because of the diuretic effect. Excess sugars in the diet, again, rob the body. You know, 200 years ago, the food, like sugar cane, has potassium and magnesium in it naturally, but when they refine it and make it into domino sugar, it's just pure, you know, at that point, it's pure sucrose, and it doesn't have the minerals that it needs to break down, so it has to take them out of our body to do that. Those are very classic sources. Just the stress of life, just dealing with work deadlines and the pressure that we have during the course of the day, that stress causes the release of stress hormones. Those stress hormones, their job is to deplete the body of the relaxing minerals like zinc and magnesium, because the body says, I got a crisis. I got to deal with the crisis. And so it activates action. But you can't have magnesium and zinc, which are supposed to be there to calm you down. So just stress in general causes your magnesium burn rate, as I call it, to accelerate.
Okay, does that answer your question, David?
Yeah, I have one more. Is that
okay,
magnesium citrate, is that the best, one of the better types or that you find, or is, what's the different type of magnesiums?
Well, there probably are as many as 30 different forms out there, which gets a little bit overwhelming. Magnesium citrate is a very popular brand. But with some individuals, it has a hard time on your intestines. So we found that the form that Jigsaw uses, which is magnesium malate, magnesium glycinate by Pure Encapsulations is another brand that we use regularly, and transdermal use of magnesium chloride oil or Epsom salt, which is magnesium sulfate, we've had a lot of success with. I think what people aren't aware of is just how many different forms are out there. The best, though, are ones there where there's a chelation of the magnesium with some other protein, basically what they are. And so the chelated forms, the citrates, the malates, the glycinates, are very good. I would just make sure that you test them before you buy a whole bunch of it. See how your body responds, because people do have different reactions to different forms of it.
And I think that's so important. Some people can take a product and others can't. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have David calling from Central New York. Anything else you wanted to ask, David?
One thing is, how about for my dog? Can I put a little magnesium in his puppy chow or no?
Yeah, absolutely. You can also, if you go to the health food store and get, what kind of dog is it? Short hair, long hair?
It's a corgi and Australian sheepdog mix.
Okay. We've had clients that have actually taken magnesium chloride oil and massaged their dogs, like their back. But you can certainly add it to their mix, to their food, and they would really appreciate that. Their body is starved for minerals, too, and especially magnesium. And that's a great recommendation for pets.
Okay, anything else, David, before we let you go?
That's it. Thanks a million, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks very much. Get those people up there in New York listening to Radio Liberty. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. More, did you have a website you'd like to refer people to? Would you like to get the telephone number out one more time where people can get the Jigsaw time-release magnesium?
Yeah, website is www.jigsaw, as in Jigsaw Puzzles, jigsawhealth.com, phone number 1-866-601-5800. Again, 1-866-601-5800.
And if you do order it, why you mentioned that you heard about it on Radio Liberty, would like to keep them as advertisers, mainly because we check the product out before we agree to advertise it, and it comes with a good recommendation from our good friend Dr. Blaylock. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Morley, suddenly we hear people talking about the minerals in the body, and some people say, well, what you really want to do is get a hair analysis. Is there any validity in that? Is that important? Is it important that we do get a hair analysis, and would that tell us if we had any enzyme or mineral deficiencies?
Yeah, I found the hair analysis to be a very powerful tool to get a glimpse of what are the mineral levels in a tissue level versus in the blood. As you well know, doctors tend to rely on the serum measures, and I think that at some level that's informative, but it doesn't really tell you what's happening at the tissue level. The hair analysis reveals particularly the electrolytes, the calcium, magnesium, sodium and potassium, but it's also giving you insight into copper, zinc, heavy metals, and it's very important for people to understand what the ratios are of some of those key minerals. I think the much maligned diagnostic tool, the hair analysis, is a very powerful tool when properly interpreted by someone who understands what the mineral levels are supposed to be. And I think it can be very instrumental in helping correct a lot of metabolic imbalances that people are struggling with. At least that's what we found in our nutritional practice.
Well, I've heard it said, and I don't really know whether it's true or not, but that certain times you'll find real shortages of various minerals in the hair. It doesn't mean that they're deficient. It just means that the body is unable to actually excrete those minerals, and so they actually have very, very high levels, but they can't excrete them. Have you found that as a case, and how would you make that diagnosis?
Where it shows up most is with copper. Copper is a very, it's interesting. There are 28 grams of magnesium in the body. There are only 100 milligrams of copper. It's a very small amount. But the key is copper needs to be bound to a protein called ceruloplasmin. And for copper to get bound to that protein, it requires three different steps that involve ATP. So here's the challenge. When the body is really stressed out, which most people's body is, the body goes through a hierarchy of what do I need to do? Where do I need the magnesium the most? It's going to protect the brain. It's going to protect the heart. It's going to protect the liver. Things like copper needing to be attached to a protein, I think, this is the world according to Morley, is it's a lower order function. And so unbound copper in the body becomes a heavy metal. And what it does is when the body is not able to bind it up or metabolize it, it stores it. But unfortunately, what it does is it stores it in the brain, stores it in the liver, stores it in the adrenal glands, and it hides. And so what will happen is very often people will present with a low copper, and as you begin to introduce more zinc, which is copper's antagonist, into their body, the copper will shoot up. Suddenly you'll see just how much copper they had. And then as the zinc level rises, the copper level will begin to get back into a proper balance over the course of several months. So that is the one mineral in particular that also has a relationship with magnesium, again, because of that ATP connection. And the catch-22 is people who are stressed out, they can't get the copper balance the way it's supposed to be. And the real nasty part of it is that copper has the ability to bind to the ATP and prevent the magnesium from doing its job. And then you have a real challenge. And that's why the zinc is so important in that process.
Okay, well, let's go to Judy, who's calling us from the Tri-Cities up in Washington. Hi, Judy. How are we doing?
I'm doing good. I was just wondering if lack of magnesium causes gout.
Does lack of magnesium cause gout? That's the question, Marley.
Well, there's certainly a connection. The gout is a improper metabolism of proteins, which leads to uric acid. It isn't a one-for-one, but very often what they found is that people who have gout are magnesium deficient. The connection is that all of the digestive enzymes, whether we're dealing with carbohydrates, fats, or proteins, all those enzymes depend on magnesium in order to be made. I think if you were to do a Google search on gout, magnesium deficiency, I think you'll find several articles that speak to the importance of magnesium, but it's not going to be the sole mechanism. I think D vitamins are also very important when it relates to gout. The connection back to magnesium, again, is that magnesium activates seven of the nine known B vitamins. And so I think that there's clearly a connection, but it's not a perfectly causal connection.
Judy, does that answer your question at all?
Yes, thank you.
And do you have gout? Is that the reason you're asking?
No, but I have a friend who does.
Well, I tell you, that is just such a miserable, miserable condition. And when you get an acute gout account, that some people have said there's just nothing that hurts quite that much except maybe having a baby.
Yeah.
Or a kidney stone.
Or a kidney stone. Okay, fine. Well, thanks so much for calling, Judy. Mm-hmm. And Morley, one more time. What's the telephone number for people to call?
Yeah, 1-866-601-5800.
One more time.
1-866-601-5800.
Hold that. That's for the Jigsaw Magnesium.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
We have Barbara calling in from Santa Cruz, and Barbara was just saying that she thinks magnesium is so important. And she did comment for the lady who was concerned about gout. But one of the things to actually precipitate a gouty attack is high fructose corn syrup. And so stay away from that if you've got gout. Stay away from high fructose corn syrup, and certainly you will certainly be able to help your gouty attack by drinking cherry juice and other things of that sort, which do tend to drive down the uric acid. Barbara, do you have anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, I just want to thank Morley for all he's doing. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, God bless. Thank you so much, Barbara, and certainly Morley, we're out of time. Thank you very much for being with us. It's been a real pleasure, and certainly our guest this evening has been Morley Robbins, talking about the Jigsaw Magnesium, a time-release product. And once again, put the telephone number out. We'll let you go.
1-866-601-5800.
One more time.
1-866-601-5800.
And if you do call that number, please mention Radio Liberty. God bless, Morley. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Dr.
Good night.
Okay.
Well, basically, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family supporters, we'd love to have you. Certainly, the Jigsaw Magnesium people are advertised with us. They do help to keep us going. We appreciate their support. If you do call them, mention that you heard about their product at Radio Liberty. So if we can, we'll keep them as an advertiser. If not, it still is a good product. But the other thing is, of course, we hope that many of you out there will want to get the book on magnesium. You can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. One reason, of course, that doctors are not taught about this in medical school, it's not mentioned in medical journals, it's very seldom mentioned at medical meetings, and I attend them regularly, is because there's an organized effort at population control. There really are people who want to kill off the majority of the people in the world, and you say, that is ridiculous. Well, you won't think it's so ridiculous if you actually get our 4-CD set on The New Order of the Barbarians. One of the interviews I did, the other three were done by a very nice lady. And after I heard her tapes, I wanted to check on it and see if it was really true. I talked to Dr. Lawrence Dedigan before he passed away. And as often happens to people who bring out the truth, they die at a very young age. Under any circumstances, we have a transcript. You can get the transcript, or you can get the 4-CD set. We'll actually hear about Richard Day, the medical director of Planned Parenthood, who said too many people in the world are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. Basically, of course, this using resveratrol and resveratrol products to prolong life and cure disease. Recently, GlaxoSmithKline in France spent $725 million to buy up the rights to this product, and then they just simply stopped all research on it and buried it. Why would you do something like that? Our number, 1-800-544-8927. That's the Longevinex Project. Let us all be grateful. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stephen Frank, who's a good friend, who's actually been analyzing and writing about what's going on in the world almost as long as I have, about 50 years. And Steve certainly was going to be talking this evening about some of the things going on in education and other things he's concerned about. Of course, he writes a regular blog. You can get it on a daily basis if you want to. Stephen, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, always glad to be with you, and a happy Thanksgiving to you, your family, and your audience.
And to you as well, and you and your family. Well, what are we going to talk about tonight?
I think we should be talking about the education process here in the state of California and nationally, and a movement that is beginning to grow among the charter schools that will make the charter schools no different than regular schools. Here in California, we have charter schools. There's long waiting lists for students in the charter schools, and many applications for charter schools and union-owned school districts have been stopping the granting of the applications so that kids could get a quality education instead of a union-approved education. And in government, in charter schools in California, over 95% of the teachers vote not to be members of the union. Charter schools give the option to teachers. Government schools do not. And so when you go to a charter school in California, you must be given the right to choose whether to pay a bribe to a union or not. And now we see a movement out of Washington, D.C., where the school board is forcing the teachers in the charter schools to either pay dues to a union or not be allowed to teach. In other words, taking away the rights of the teachers to be professionals and instead be controlled by unions.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Go right ahead.
And so what's going on nationally are that the unions recognize that everywhere that teachers are given the right to choose, they choose not to belong to a union. In the state of Ohio, they have a voucher system that is growing, and the Democrats in the legislature are trying hard to make as a qualification to receive a voucher that the teacher in the classroom must be a union member. Again, a way of taking away the rights of teachers to be teachers and instead force them to be union members. This is a major problem that we have. Plus, you have in San Francisco and several other towns in California and cities in California that they want to make quality education their goal, which is a good one. I think anybody can oppose quality education. So what they've done in San Francisco, Los Angeles Unified, and many other districts is that they have changed the requirements for graduation. And basically, the new requirements in San Francisco are the same as the requirements needed to enter Stanford or UC Berkeley or one of the better schools around the country. And that's a good thing. The problem is not all kids are Harvard bound. Some are, many are not. And so they're creating requirements of classes to be taken and passed that kids can't. And in San Francisco, 50% of the graduates for spring of 2014 not have enough credit to graduate.
Well, that thought will be back in just a moment. Steve, go right ahead now. You're just saying that, well, basically, of course, you're saying that these students will not have enough credits to graduate?
That's correct. They cannot get enough credits to graduate. They won't graduate. we already have in the state of California a 20% dropout rate, and LA Unified, it goes up to 60% dropout rate. So if you're a kid who needs vocational education, technical training, and does not want to go to Harvard, you have little choice but to drop out because you know you're not going to graduate anyway. And so this is going to exacerbate the problem of dropouts. But more importantly, it wastes taxpayers' dollars by claiming that every student is a world-class college-bound student when not everybody is. And therefore, those kids who are in the middle and those kids at the bottom have no choice but to drop out. And all the money that is spent on their education to that point has been wasted because those in charge of the system have decided to have a cookie-cutter approach to education rather than consider each child an individual. In totalitarian societies, that's what you do. The masses are decisions are made for the masses rather than for the individual.
Well, Stephen, how are they possibly going to, I could train all these students so that they would be able to get into Stanford or other major universities. I mean, they have to take an awful lot of courses that a lot of kids just don't want to take.
Well, not only don't want to take, if they have to take calculus, which they do, and they can't pass it, they can't graduate. So what do? You drop out because you know you're wasting your time. Some kids cannot learn calculus. And that's just a reality. And so if you force them to do that as part of a requirement for graduation and other such courses, you're guaranteeing failure for the student. And as students see the failure facing them, they become belligerent in school, arrogant, they become troublesome and make the situation even worse for themselves, but also their classmates.
Well, of course, when I was suddenly went to high school, we had a lot of shop classes. And for the kids who weren't going to college, they could go ahead and take the shop classes and train themselves so that they would be able to get a productive job when they got out.
Well, right now, thanks to Obamacare, people who are qualified plumbers and have the experience will get paid more in a year than the doctor. And that's going to be a real shock to the healthcare system.
Well, I think more and more people are just not going to bother going to medicine. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Stephen is simply talking about the ideas of trying to improve our educational system by insisting that every child who graduates from high school in San Francisco will be able to go into Harvard or Stanford University. In other words, they will have a much higher level of education. Well, some kids just can't learn calculus. They can't learn some of these things. And what they need to do is be trained in a good trade. But certainly, all children are not equal, unfortunately. Maybe people would like you to believe that. Some young people have a tremendous affinity for doing manual labor. Certainly, they can be a printer, or they can be a machinist, or they can certainly learn plumbing or these other things. And that's fine, but of course, certainly a great place to start is in school now in other countries. Well, basically, when you get to be about 10th grade, or you can actually start going in as an apprentice and you graduate from high school, but some of your credits will be as an apprentice. Unfortunately, they seem to be changing the whole core curriculum here in America, but they're not teaching our children American history. They're not teaching them, certainly, about moral responsibility. We spend more time teaching children about sex than we do about Shakespeare. More people teaching our children, certainly, about immorality than certainly the things that they're going to need in their life. And unfortunately, I believe our educational system is failing because, of course, if you compare American high school graduates with graduates from places like Lithuania or Latvia, we can't even hold it. Can't even compete effectively with them. Go right ahead, Stephen.
And that's just part of the problem of government education. And you began to talk about sex education, but the bigger problem, and that is a problem, excuse me, but the bigger problem is that government schools teach kids about peer counseling, restorative justice, social justice. They teach about bullying. They tell you, they teach about the climate in effect that the earth is killing us and we have to save the earth.
You're talking about the threat of global warming, of course.
Global warming.
Go ahead.
Climate change, whatever the buzzword of the day is. They teach about all these other things, but they don't teach the basics of math and English and science and history so kids can work in society. Instead, the schools have become sociological experiments rather than educational facilities.
Well, I actually believe it. I believe the educational system is being used to destroy the fabric of our society. There's probably not 1 in 100 students who graduates from high school in America today who has any idea what the foundation was for the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence. They never are told, of course, that America was founded so that we would have our rights that came from God. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that governments are instituted among men, deriving the power of certainly to actually enforce these rights, these God-given rights. That's what America was founded. That's what our Constitution was about, to preserve our God-given rights. And of course, in college, in our schools today, we can't even mention God. And they teach by mandate evolution, and they actually will fire any teacher who even mentions the possibility of a God or of creation. Our schools are a menace as far as I'm concerned, and children are far better off in private schools, or at least in charter schools. Can they teach anything about God in private and charter schools?
Yes, they can, because the charter schools are based on the curriculum that the parents want and the children's need, not some sociological group and radical ideological group want. They can do that, but our government schools today are too concerned. You know, you talked about the Constitution. I'll disagree with you, Dr. Stan. They are taught about the Constitution. They now learn in government classes, in government schools, that the Constitution was created by slaveholders. They are told that Thomas Jefferson, like Bill Clinton, was an adulterer and had children out of wedlock. And they learn that Christopher Columbus enslaved Indians. That's what they learn about the history of the United States and the founding of our country. They are made to learn to hate our country, to dislike its history, to become guilty about the fact that we are a free people, and that, yes, it is true that not all people involved in the founding of our country were pristine and as honest as Caesar's wife. On the other hand, these are people who put up their honor and fortunes to free the people of this land from a tyranny of a king, and to give people rights. And the rights were actually written down in the Bill of Rights. And we know what those rights are, regardless of what some liberal judge may redistribute those rights to be.
Well, there's, I doubt very much if Thomas Jefferson was having an affair with somebody when he was 60 years old, I think it was supposedly a 16-year-old girl, and there's a great deal of evidence to show this is all part of a lie, but so much of what they teach our children in school is a lie, because they want them to hate America, and they want to embrace this idea of an all-powerful government that will control us from the cradle to the grave so we can be free. And that is what it's really all about, equal distribution of production, doing away with war. And of course, what they don't understand is by changing the structure of our government, we're centralizing power in the hands of a small ruling elite, the people who buy and sell our politicians, pay for their re-election, and then, of course, can tell them exactly what to do. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Stephen Frank, who's expressing his concern about the education of being implemented in public schools in California today, which is not education, it is indoctrination. It is actually creating hatred for America and this desire to become a social activist to change America. But of course, America's changed an awful lot so far, and not for the better. And basically, we're facing a massive crisis, and the solution to the coming economic collapse will be ever more government control. And with that, of course, the loss of what was once these concepts of liberty that separated America from all of the nations. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, and at the same time, they are taking away the opportunity for our kids to get the quality education each kid deserves. At the same time, they are taking away, through higher taxes and government regulations, the ability of parents to send their kids to private schools, to better schools, because the taxes are too high and jobs are becoming scarce. There's over 8 million people in this country right now, because of government policies, over 8 million people are forced to work part-time rather than full-time, plus all the others that are working part-time that would like to work full-time but can't find full-time employment. And then at the same time as this, you have Obamacare, which is forcing large corporations, national corporations, and even international corporations, to put professionals like architects, attorneys, and others on a project-by-project basis, a contract basis, rather than having them as a full-time employee.
And the other thing is, of course, that a lot of our major corporations, certainly like, I think, Burger King, and I don't know whether McDonald's is doing it, but certainly I know many of our restaurants are doing this, and that is putting people on 30 hours a week, because if they're only on 30 hours a week working, then they don't have to provide health care for them. And these companies simply cannot afford the high rates of health care required under Obamacare. And I think it's any company with over 50 employees is going to have to offer Obamacare with its phenomenally, extremely high, cost of buying the policy. So basically, this is going to change the structure of America, and I really believe it's intended to. They know very well that doctors are going to leave practice. Certainly, a considerable number of older doctors have already said that they're not going to stay in practice when Obamacare comes in. Fewer and fewer young people are going to be going to medical school. They acknowledge we're going to have more and more people coming in from Pakistan and other countries. And basically, this is exactly what's happened in England. They're going to destroy the system in America as they have in England. And of course, remember, in England, they kill about 120,000 elderly intentionally every year, simply by getting them in the hospital and taking away food and water to facilitate their death. And you can go up on the internet and check this out. This is widely known. In England, we've talked to people who say they're afraid to go to the hospital after they get over 70 or 80 because they know they'll never come out alive. We're not talking about something imaginary. We're talking about something real. But remember, England only has 40 or 50 million people. We are a nation of 300 million. And if proportionally, we'll be killing a million people a year here in the United States, killing a million elderly a year, because there's no way in the world we can possibly finance them and finance health care under Obamacare without eliminating the elderly, and that's why they have the death panels written into this whole system. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Even if they had the money for health care, they're not going to have the doctors. A report came out today that by the year 2025, which is 12, 13 years from now, we're going to be short in this country a minimum of 52,000 doctors. We're going to put in the next 2 to 3 years 30 million people onto Medicaid and not add a single doctor to the supply of physicians in the meantime. And so you're going to have to redistribute 30 million patients among the current doctors. That's just not going to happen. And at the same time, under Obamacare, if you had a heart problem, for instance, and went into the hospital, and you were on Medicare, Medicaid, and you were in the hospital for 3 or 4 days, they stabilize you, send you home. Then
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Stephen Franker. Give us a call. Go right ahead, Stephen.
And so you were in a hospital for 3 or 4 days. You go home. And then a week later, you have problems again. the hospital, if they take you back, which by law they must, will have to pay for your health care, because Medicare, Medicaid is going to give reimbursement at a much lower rate because you came back to the hospital in less than 30 days from discharge of your previous hospitalization. And so they're going to just force people not to die in hospitals. Some will, but they're going to force people to die at home with the lack of health care, just the opposite of what President Obama said we're going to have, quality health care for all. In fact, his plan prohibits quality health care for most seniors and most people who are ill. You know, I like the idea that he has that we're going to ban the insurance companies from not giving insurance to people who have pre-existing conditions. The problem with that, of course, is Medicare and Medicaid punish those with pre-existing conditions who have been hospitalized. Plus, of course, if you don't have some restrictions on pre-existing conditions, you're going to, in a few short years, bankrupt the private insurance companies, which, of course, is the intention of President Obama, to get rid of the private sector in healthcare, and just like in Cuba and just like in England, only have a public sector healthcare, which is, at best, third world.
I fear that you're absolutely right. Socialized medicine doesn't work. What's happened over in England? Well, they've had this going back to right after the Second World War. But what's happened? They have a two-tier system. One system for the people who can afford to pay for health care, and the other for the people who they're killing today. And in England, if you are 75 or 80 years of age, the last thing you want is to go into the hospital, because most people are afraid they'll never come out, and an awful lot of them do not come out because they are intentionally killed. They withhold food and water, and they simply kill them. And people say this couldn't be happening today. Fortunately, we do have the internet. You can go up on the internet and type in England, withholding food and water or killing 120,000 elderly yearly. You put that figure in, you'll find it really is true. And over in England, the trouble is, most people aren't concerned, except, of course, of the families of those that have been killed by the healthcare system, and they've been intentionally killed.
Well, and here, we're beginning to see another movement because of Obamacare. Kaiser Permanente, which is the largest healthcare provider in the state, just fired 530 people in Southern California. They're planning to fire many more. And the reason is because of the change in reimbursement, they're unable to have all these support staff to help the doctors in what they do. And so the doctors are going to be working harder, which means at some point in time they burn out, and you don't get the quality of health care from the doctors under those conditions. Then you have, starting tomorrow in Northern California, at the Sutter Hospital chain, and there's 15 or 20, I believe.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're talking about the implications of Barack Hussein Obama's Obamacare. This is a program to destroy our healthcare system and to spend us into oblivion. If you doubt that there's an organized effort to destroy this country by these socialist programs, simply go to the internet and type in Cloward and Piven. Cloward, C-L-O-W-A-R-D, and Piven, P-I-V-E-N, Nation Magazine, 1966, and basically two communists said, look, we can destroy America. We want to destroy America. We will destroy America by simply encouraging all of these wonderful socialist programs, which will eventually bankrupt the nation, the whole system will collapse, there will be chaos in the streets, and then we can take over and establish certainly our communist society. And ladies and gentlemen, communism has nothing to do with helping people. It is a centralization of power in the hands of a small ruling oligarchy. That's what the communists want. Of course, this has all been financed for many years by people of great wealth here who have used the communists and the Marxists, these foolish idealists, to carry out their program, and that is establishing an all-powerful government in Washington, D.C., controlled by a small group of very wealthy people who will control the politicians, who will control the American people from the cradle to the grave. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Stephen Frank. And he's talking about a program that's going to be put in into the Sutter Hospitals. Now, we have a Sutter Hospital in Santa Cruz where I live, so I'm concerned about this. What is this new program being put forward by Sutter?
Well, it's actually not being put forward by Sutter. It's being put forward against Sutter by the Nurses Union. For the 11th time in less than 2 years, the nurses at Sutter Hospital chain are going on strike tomorrow. And they'll be on strike at least 2 days. And, of course, what they're doing is they're saying to the patients, we may be professional nurses, but we're unionists first, and we will walk a picket line rather than give you your medicine. And part of the problem with Obamacare, eventually the unions are going to be done away with because unions cannot go on strike against government. And so as Obama takes over, the unions that have been supporting Obama and striking the private hospitals, they're going to find themselves in a position where they no longer exist, and that they sold themselves out to a tyrannical government that believes in centralized control and no private operation, and unions are private operations. And so if you're going to be a patient at a Sutter hospital, you're not quite sure if the nurses are going to show up when you're in the hospital. They may be on strike that day. This is, again, the 11th strike in less than 2 years against Sutter, because Sutter doesn't give in to the union.
My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, you know, of course, this Friday is Black Friday. And basically, it's all the Walmart stores across America there. The unions are threatening to strike. And it's certainly demanding higher wages. And, of course, Walmart's trying to get an injunction against this. But the unions, of course, can be quite ruthless. Certainly, we need something to balance the power of the great corporations. But sometimes, of course, what people don't understand is that the unions and the great corporations work hand in hand together. If you go to the membership list of the Trilateral Commission, this little group that actually runs America, and you look down the membership list, who do you find? The president of the AFL-CIO, working with the financiers and working with the bankers and working with the people who control our government and understand, of course, that the union workers, one of these days are going to be sacrificed on the altar of expediency. And the average union worker has no idea that the people who lead the unions and the people who control our government and control the great corporations are working hand in hand. If you'd like to get a real good idea of what's going on in the world today and how people of great wealth have funded socialism since its inception in America and communism since its inception, the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, written in 1958, written by Renan Wormser, was the counsel for the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the Rockefeller Ford Carnegie Foundations. This was an investigation carried out in 56, 57, 58. I have personally kept this book in print for the last 20 years. Why? Because it's important that you understand that people of great wealth are pushing socialism. Why would people of great wealth push socialism? Isn't that to actually spread around the wealth, you know, take from the rich and give to the poor? No, of course, it's to wipe out the middle class and, of course, have a great two-tiered society. A small group of very fabulously wealthy people and the great mass of people who are impoverished and controlled from the cradle to the grave by an all-powerful, tyrannical government.
Yeah.
Stephen, you go right ahead.
Well, the bottom line to all this is that every section and segment of American society has been transformed over the last generation, and not just the last 4 years of Obama, but over the past generation, to make Americans dependent upon government, so dependent. And Mitt Romney, when he said that the 47% of Americans are already owned by the government, he was right. When you give away 1 million free phones in the state of Ohio, 1 million, when you give away welfare programs, health care programs, housing vouchers, so-called free education, there's not a section of, it will take, if you were the average welfare person in this country, including food stamps and everything else, you would be receiving approximately $60,000 a year worth of free material and free free care. Imagine how much money as a worker you have to earn to get $60,000 worth of services and products. In other words, it makes sense for a lot of people who aren't driven or really don't care, as long as they have their beer and they have their football games and they have their plasma TV, as long as they have that stuff, they don't care that they don't work, that they are not part of a productive society. As somebody once said, our nation is now a majority of takers, not makers. And that is the bigger problem in the election booth. If somebody's getting $60,000 worth of free stuff, why would they want to vote against that? And so it makes it even harder to take back our country. And at some point in time, the country will collapse. I do know the state of California will have an economic collapse in the first quarter of 2013. There's no way around it. It was really funny. The mayor of San Diego had announced...
I'm going to have to ask you to hold on to that. We're going to be back here in just a moment with all of our stations. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Stephen Frank. Our telephone number, of course, if you'd like to call in, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Stephen, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your blog, how they can get your emails. But why don't you tell them?
I put out a daily newsletter called the California Political News and Views, and you get a newsletter every night or early morning, and you can go on our website, capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com. To see stories that the mainstream media either misrepresents or misses in total, and an explanation of how important those stories are to you. And all you have to do is go to capoliticalnews.com, go to the website, and on the right side of the website is a place to put your email address, and you can get a free subscription to the newsletter so that you're able to see on a daily basis what's going on in your state, as well as the nation, as to government activity, not for the people, but to the people.
Well, I think people have to understand, as you've heard me say many times before, that America is bankrupt. Our real debt, according to John Williams at shadowstats.com, that's shadowstats.com. John Williams, a private economist who, of course, gives us the truth, not what the government tells us about how we've got a 2% inflation rate, we're out of the recession, because the GDP is going up 2%. But ladies and gentlemen, the inflation rate is actually not 2%, it's 10%. So actually, the GDP is about -2% or -3%. We're in a recession. We've never gotten out of recession. They're simply just lying to us. And this is all certainly to deceive the American people. Now, certainly, 40 cents out of every dollar that the federal government spends, they have to borrow today. They're borrowing from other countries, but most other countries are not lending to us. That's why the Federal Reserve System has to actually create, out of nothing, $45 billion a month to buy treasury bills, and they're probably buying far more than that. that doing it by other surreptitious means, lending money to other countries so they can buy our treasury bills to try to so that the treasury can keep sending out our Social Security and Medicare checks every month. Now, the reason that this gets into trouble is because if we have a retiring 79 million baby boomers. Now, basically, right at the present time, we have 56 to 58 million Social Security recipients, and a very close number, a similar number of Medicare, a few less than that. But we are in the process of retiring 79 million more people that retire in the next 20 years. And of course, there's no way we can possibly provide the Social Security and Medicare for them when today we're actually going to have to borrow 40 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends. They talk about the how we're going to see as the 1st of January, the fiscal cliff, where, of course, they're going to increase taxes and cut spending. Does anybody out there in the audience know how much they're going to cut spending? I mean, we hear about increasing taxes and cutting spending about for the tune of $600 billion. But what they're really talking is cutting spending by $109 billion. That's all the spending they're going to cut. And that's going to lose about 2 million jobs by doing that. But they're going to increase taxes almost almost half a trillion dollars. That's what they are going to do. They said 28 million people are going to start paying alternative minimum tax that was only for millionaires. They just forgot to index it for inflation. And 28 million people, as of the 1st of January, will start paying the alternative minimum tax. Certainly all the Bush tax cuts will be gone. Capital gains tax will rise. Dividend tax will rise from 15% to 39%. So if you're living on your dividends, why, certainly you're going to be impoverished down the line. Of course, then they're going to increase all sorts of taxes, certainly food stamps. Many of the food stamps are going to stop. Many of the people who've been receiving long-term unemployment benefits, initially it was 26 weeks, then they increased it up to 95 weeks. But as of the 1st of January, all those people getting long-term unemployment, it's going to stop. We're in for real terrible problems. Now, Stephen, you commented that California was going to go bankrupt, certainly in the first quarter of this coming year. But how can that be? The people of California voted for a $6 billion tax increase. Won't that solve our problems?
That just infuriates me no end. The end of last week, the Legislative Analyst Office announced that because of the $50 billion tax increase that we voted for, that comes in at $7 billion a year for 7 years, and it comes in a little bit higher than that, but total of $50 billion over 7 years, that is going to solve our deficit problem. Our deficit, as of the 1st of November, when you include everything in the state of California, is $70 billion, and they're claiming that the $7 billion tax increase is going to match it so much that by the end of this fiscal year, the deficit of the state of California is only going to be $1.9 billion. It's going the numbers just don't work out. But then you see that the county of Los Angeles, the county of Orange, the county of Placer, excuse me, and several other counties are cutting back on courtrooms. If I remember right, Placer County is cutting back 11 courtrooms, which means longer times for trials, less trials, and more plea bargains, and more felonies being brought down to misdemeanors, and misdemeanors with warnings, and more criminals on the street at the same time that the lack of money is causing San Jose to fire, which they've already done, one-third of their police force. Oakland has fired over 300 of its police officers, and in fact, shortly, the federal government, not even the state of California, but the federal government's going to take over the police department of Oakland. And so you have the Legislative Analyst Office saying this comparatively minor tax increase compared to the deficit is going to solve the deficit crisis.
Now, did you say that we have a $7 billion a year deficit or a $70 billion?
$70 billion.
Now, is that the total deficit or is that simply the for 1 year?
No, that's actually only for the first 4 months.
We'll have a $70 billion deficit in the first 4 months?
In the first 4 months. That's based on the full budget of the state of California, which is $225 billion. The general fund budget is $93 billion, which is part of the $225 billion budget of the state.
Basically, Chris, you're talking about a quarter of a trillion dollars in the state budget.
That's correct. That's how large the state budget is, but the legislature only votes for $93 billion of it. The rest of it comes in pre-allocated fees and taxes, federal government grant for roads and other projects for the state, water projects, education projects, etc. And so the total budget of the state of California for fiscal year 2012-2013, when you include everything the state of California spends, is $225 billion.
Isn't it interesting that I've never heard that before? I'm not questioning you, but just so even as well as I've read as I am, there's so much information I have to get from you. Right now, let's go to Ron, who's calling in from Washington. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. I would ask your guest about this Common Core curriculum that's going to be implemented around the country.
Are you acquainted with this Common Core curriculum, this new curriculum coming from Washington, D.C., that is to alter simply the structure of our educational system? Are you acquainted with Common Core?
Yes. This is the effort by the federal government to make the kids in Mississippi and the kids in New York and California as stupid as one another. It's the federal government's way of taking over at the education curriculum. And what they do is, as you know, the federal government gives money to the states and to school districts in grants or special projects or categoricals. And by doing so, what they're saying is you now have to, Leave No Child Behind. If you take our money, you have to also take our curriculum.
But wait a minute. There is no place in the Constitution that allows the federal government to control the educational process. There's certainly no place that you could possibly, under any circumstances, misinterpret the Constitution to give the federal government the ability to control the education of our children. So how are they justifying that?
The same way they justify taking over the health insurance industry. Same way they justify bailing out Chrysler and General Motors and giving those two companies to unions.
It sounds just sort of like it is in the Soviet Union. Ron, did you have another question? Our guest obviously is well acquainted with the Common Core program.
Well, see, that is something that bothers me a great deal. I don't know if your guest is aware that I did run for a statewide office as a superintendent of public instruction. I've been involved in that as a substitute teacher for a number of years. I've also been a substitute school bus driver.
How did you do as far as the vote was concerned, Ron?
I finished second. I was got 172,000 votes statewide. I didn't run a particularly good campaign, especially at the beginning. I would hope the next time I go out would be a little bit better. I don't think there's a ghost of a chance I could win in Washington State.
I will tell you what, next time you run, if I'm still doing talk radio, you let me know ahead of time. We'll get you on, ready to try to get people, at least our listeners there, and we have a lot of listeners in the state of Washington, to get in and back you, because we need to change the educational establishment in your state, in Washington, and in my state, in California, which is intentionally dumbing down our children and destroying the moral fabric of our society. Anything you want to say before we let you go?
Well, what I see is it's almost a deliberate attempt to sever our children from their heritage.
Amen to
and
that.
And what I have done whenever I get a chance is read some of the basis documents, like the Mayflower Compact and George Washington and Abraham Lincoln's Thanksgiving Proclamation. That tells an awful lot about the foundation of our country and the principles. And that one movie, American Treasure, I tell the kids, the American treasure is not the document. It's the principles behind it. And we don't have a treasure unless we implement it. It's of no good to us then.
God bless. Thanks so much for calling, Ron.
Steve, yes,
how would you reply to our guest? How would you reply to Ron?
Well, he has a great deal to be concerned about. And the good news is that there are people like Ron in every state of this union that are willing to put themselves up to public scrutiny to run a campaign, even if they know they're not going to be able to win. But they do educate people, and I'm an optimist. At some point in time, people will wake up. They will recognize that government has taken advantage of them, abused them and used them, and then thrown them away. And at some point in time, the people will revolt at the ballot box, and they will say enough is enough. As you see more Detroit spreading across the country, and it's my belief that Los Angeles is becoming another Detroit. Same type of policies, same type of deficits. The city is falling apart, just like Detroit did. And it took Detroit a generation, but now Detroit makes Phnom Penh, Cambodia, look like a metropolitan area.
Well, we actually have a lot of listeners in Detroit, too. Maybe some of them want to call in and to get their comments out there. Okay, well, let's go to talk to Chris, who's calling us from New York. Chris, you're calling from upstate New York. What part of New York?
I'm actually in the Binghamton area right now.
All right, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. I'd like to ask your guest, based on the parameters of the Constitution of the United States, is there any legal and effective way challenge the National Defense Authorization Act, which was signed into legislation by Barack Obama on New Year's Eve of last year? And
all right, let's just have one question at a time. Stephen, is there any way legally we could challenge the National Defense Appropriation Act, which was certainly signed, as Barack Obama has signed, which massively expands his power and, of course, allows him to arrest people and seize them, certainly violate all the tenets of our Constitution in the name of national defense? What are your thoughts?
It also allowed the government to look at the private emails of General Petraeus to find out he was having an affair. And if they could look at the head of the CIA's email, imagine what they could do with your email. And that's part of the NDAA as well. Actually, you can't sue in regard to the bill itself, but you can sue in court to get an injunction against the enforcement of portions of the bill.
Now, basically, is this legislation or was this an executive order? Was this something that was passed by our legislature or was this something that Barack Obama conceived of in one of his wilder moments?
This was legislation.
It was actually legislation, okay.
And unfortunately, Republicans voted for it as well. And quite frankly, I don't think a lot of members of Congress read what it said or understood the complete import that indeed through NDAA, which is the short title of the bill, through this piece of legislation, the federal government can spy on anybody without warrants or wiretaps or subpoenas. They every single email that you send right now, the National Security Agency gets and can sort through. And they're looking for keywords to see if you're, supposedly, to see if you're a terrorist.
Well, Chris, they can listen to your telephone. They can listen to your cell phones. They can even listen to your cell phones when they're turned off. They can certainly do the same thing with your computer. They can certainly read your emails. They can read your Twitters. They can read certainly your faxes. Ladies and gentlemen, they were doing this long before that bill went through under Project Echelon. The Congress just authorized the illegal activities already being carried out for many years by our government. Look up Project Echelon, Echelon. Go up on the Internet, understand it's real. We're moving into a dictatorship. They're waiting, and they're going to precipitate very soon, I fear, some sort of a national crisis, whether it'll be certainly a nuclear attack, whether it'll be an EMP attack, whether it'll be some sort of a planet from outer space. I don't know what it's going to be. Maybe it'll be chaos in our streets. Maybe it'll be the financial collapse. But they're going to precipitate intentionally and purposely and maliciously a crisis in America. to impose a dictatorship. What do you think about that, Steve? Is that really possible? Would they be people that diabolical who would do that?
Well, I remember when I was in school, the teacher would say to people periodically when they did something wrong, "Now remember, this is going to be part of your permanent record." And I always wondered, who keeps a permanent record? And how is that kept? And of course, in the 50s and early 60s, when I was in government schools, there were no computers at the time. There was a UNIVAC, but nothing like we have today. And now there is a permanent record. The federal government has a record on each of us. If they wanted to put in your name...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go right ahead. Finish up there, Stephen. Then we'll get back to you in just a moment there, Chris. But Stephen, go ahead. Finish your thought. Then we'll go back to Chris.
If the federal government really wanted to, they can put in your name into the computer system and pull up Dr. Stan Monteith's emails, phone calls, faxes. They can probably, if you have a late model car that has a GPS device on it, can also see exactly where you've been in that car. And so... there's nothing that they don't know about us. And, of course, in the hands of an honest government doesn't need that information. A dishonest government will use and abuse it. And, of course, General Petraeus is the greatest example of how government uses and abuses these prerogatives that they've taken upon themselves by having the FBI spy on his private emails.
And I think General Petraeus was set up. I think it's unfortunate. I don't excuse him for what he did, but of course this is not a federal crime. And certainly, if it was a federal crime, then we should impeach certainly both Bill Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama for sexual misconduct. But basically, Chris, do you have anything to say before we let you go?
I'd just like to see the kind of work that you guys are doing with enlightening people about the depth and parameter of this, because I think they hear about it on the news, but they're not really informed. And they think, well, these are just other pieces of legislation that are put in place to protect us. And what they don't realize is that someone is being protected, and unfortunately, it's not us.
Chris, hope that you get those people there in New York listening to us on a regular basis. We need to get the people informed. This is why I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and I think there's a growing awareness. Parting thought before we let you go?
Be enlightened before it's too late.
Amen to that. God bless. Thanks very much, Chris and Stephen. Thank you so very much for being with us. What are your parting thoughts for us tonight?
Well, I just want to remind people that this is their government. They have a right to get answers from it. They have the right to ask the questions. And if they don't get the answers, they have a right at the ballot box to turn out the incumbents and bring new people in who will do the people's bidding.
Of course, you have to be sure we're getting an honest vote. I don't think the last election was honest. In fact, I really believe a lot of the Petraeus bit, they'd known for at least 3 or 4 months about him, and so they waited until the elections were over, and there was a lot of question about fraudulent voting and place after community, where Barack Obama got 100% of the vote, and immediately we focus our attention on General Petraeus. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I was just talking to Stephen. He was talking about the importance of voting, and I think voting is important. But we've got to start talking now about getting rid of the voting machines. Go to your local community, go to your board of supervisors and say, we want to get rid of our voting machines. Certainly in Ireland, they sent them all to the junkyard. We should send every electronic voting machine in the United States to the junkyard and go back to the paper ballots. Counted at the precinct level, it may take us a few hours longer, but we need to have honest elections. We do not have honest elections in America. Parting thoughts, Steve, before I let you go?
Well, you've said it best. We don't have honest elections, and we need to insist on those as well. We need to get rid of the computerized voting machines. We need to go back to paper ballots and having observers count the ballots.
We need to get started working on that right now and talking about this right now.
That's correct. We need to start a movement.
Amen to that. God bless you, Steve. And
Thanksgiving.
Thanks, amen. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving, too. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was Stephen Frank, and certainly you get his material. He's a very astute observer, and certainly he's been at this for 50 years. There are not very many of his old-timers around, but he's certainly out there that puts out great information. His name is Stephen Frank. You can get it on the Internet, and we'll have him on a regular basis. You'll probably want to get his regular emails. Now, of course, this is the time when I need to comment that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there across America, why, of course, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us as we certainly finance our network so that we're actually able to do 5 hours of talk radio a day, reaching people and a growing audience, not only all across America, but all across the world. And so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. To really get an overview of what's going on, let me suggest my talk on Agenda 21, the covert agenda. Agenda 21, the covert agenda. And then, of course, we have a talk called Planned Parenthood, the covert agenda. We have we have my talks on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret. Certainly, if you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, you'll find 4 tape sets and DVDs on so many subjects, whether it be financial, whether it would be how they're on water fluoridation, whether it would certainly go into the background of the coming a third world war, and we are going to have another war. Certainly, we have talks by Lindsay Williams when he came to see us. We have a talk by Dr. Russell Blaylock going into the background of health issues. Go to our website of RadioLiberty.com and certainly just go through all of the books, all of the tape sets or CD sets, all of the videos and DVDs that we have available. If you want to know what really happened on September 11th, we have 3 tape sets. We have one on 9/11. We have another one, 9/11 Upstate. And then we have, I think it's in a CD as well as tape. It's called Why Do the Buildings Come Down? We'll actually hear my 2-hour interview with a man who is in charge of cleaning up the demolition of building number 7. He was there the day after the attack. And, of course, he will tell you that he's 99% sure that building 7 was a controlled demolition. Building 7 was a controlled demolition. This is the fellow who was in charge of cleaning this up. And then, of course, we'll have the 2-hour interview with Sergeant Leo Chavez, who was at CENTCOM headquarters that morning. When, of course, it was a stand-down order, and the order was not to try to intercept the hijacked planes. They knew about them, and the whole idea was not to intercept them. Why? Because they wanted to kill all those people in the Twin Centers, in the Twin Towers. They wanted to kill all those people so we'd have an excuse to go to war with Afghanistan. That's what it was all about. And just like they left our boys at Pearl Harbor to die, just like there was a phony Gulf of Tonkin incident, so the Twin Towers was carefully orchestrated, and those buildings were brought down by controlled demolition. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is the 20th of November, 2012. Tuesday, you're in the right place.
If you want good news, unfortunately, it's probably not going to be here today because the world has a situation that bears attention. And when I say that, I mean it bears attention from the standpoint that the news is so heavily labeled and leveled against the Palestinians. Now, for those of you who want to turn the TV off, I mean the radio off immediately and say, that's it, I'm done, I'm not going to listen to her talk about that, go right ahead. I'm going to read some of the responses I got yesterday because I want you all to know what our listeners are saying. Our listeners are, and I'll tell you after the break, how much pro they are on looking at the whole scenario as opposed to Israel's good, Gaza's bad. Those are the two scenarios that most people see. Israel good, Gaza bad, or they're saying, wait a minute, after all these years, we want to know what this is all about.